Hey everyone, welcome to a new Stigmas and Open Wounds journal. This is Tracy.
And I'm Eric.
Almost forgot there?
No. I think for a minute I was thinking about trying something clever.
Oh.
And it just didn't come. You know, like I thought it was there, and then it just wasn't.
And you realized so. You weren't clever.
Yeah. I mean, you'd think I would have learned that by now, don't you think? But
you always kind of have that hope. So
what are we talking about on this journal?
Well, so this journal, I thought that I would talk about, or we would talk about, a phenomenon that I'm experiencing for the first time in 40 years, I am pretty sure. And I am planning, or I am working on planning with people, a girls' weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of weird. I'm not sure how to react. I'm mostly excited, a little bit nervous. So,
what makes you nervous about it? Let's start there.
Well, it's my first one ever, and I'm a big girl. It's weird.
It's something I haven't done in 40 years, so it's kind of a big thing.
I'm an adult, and I haven't done it. And the other thing is, as much as I'm looking forward to it, I like my own space, so I kind of hope that I can get away at some point of the weekend, which I'm sure I will be able to.
Yeah.
But I have no doubt that all of the girls are going to be good, because I haven't actually stated in this yet. There's two girls that I haven't actually met yet, and one girl that I've only met maybe twice. So
there's six people going?
I believe so. I'm trying to think.
That's a pretty big girl weekend for Tracy, man.
Yeah. Wow. For a girl who hasn't hung out with girls a lot in her lifetime. I mean, in my younger life, I hung out with girls, and then I just kind of went to hanging out with guys a lot, because guys are easier.
Mm-hmm.
No emotions, or, you know, simple emotions.
It's not like
you know what, I'm mad at you.
I have very highly sophisticated emotions, okay?
Well, you do. You're on the spectrum.
It's because I'm not normal.
Yeah, but you're advanced. It's not, it's different. But I think the girls that I'm going to be hanging out with are all going to be super cool. We're going to be ghost hunting and stuff like that. And one of the girls who I have yet to meet suggested that we all go as specific colors. We dress as specific colors, and then we go as pseudonyms, and the food that we bring and eat all weekend is that color.
No, I just want to, I want you to realize that any neurotypical listener, if you are not, if you are still listening at this point in the podcast and you think you're neurotypical, I'm pretty sure that the fact that you don't think she's completely nuts is a direct sign that you are very neurodivergent.
Yes, she is. I think she's got a little bit of, she might be on the neurotypical or neurodivergent a little bit because of this. It's kind of funny. So yes, I'm going to be Miss Scarlet. I'm going to be all red stuff. I already have some ideas for this. I'm pretty excited. And apparently I messaged in our group with our hiking girls today. I was like, oh, maybe we'll find another bloody skull on our hike this weekend, so I can bring it for our charcuterie board. And apparently Katie must have missed this part of that conversation. Because I mean, there's so much conversation going on that it's easy to miss stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, thank goodness I don't always miss. It's not just me. Mm-hmm. So then she wrote, I can't believe I missed this conversation. I'm going to be Miss Peach. So then all of a sudden she wrote, I'm going to bring circus peanuts, and that's all. Yeah. So So that was kind of funny. So, but yeah, when we were looking at colors and somebody chose purple, I was like, well, I guess the color of my hair is out. No big deal. But then I thought, well, red, that's going to be pretty easy color. You can go sweets wise. You can go meat. I mean, there's a good variety of things.
And I want to say that, like, so we were talking about this before off air, and this was the first time I had heard about right. everything you have to eat has to be the color that you are. And I was just sitting there listening to you think about it. And I'm like, this would be a really fun exercise.
It is kind of fun. Well, and there was one time a Top Chef challenge where you had to make just a plate of food that it's all monochromatic. But this is kind of fun because you can bring different things, like, oh, you can bring licorice, then you can bring pepperoni, you can bring, I mean, it can be all a charcuterie board, but then you can bring some kind of a sweets plate or something like mm-hmm. that. So it's really interesting. But then, I mean, you think about it, some of the colors, one of the girls is going to be blue, and that's a hard tough. One. You have blueberry. You're just kidding. But then you can think about it. You can bring some sweets and you're going to be blue all weekend. That's a hard one. But then they were talking about just bringing kind of like butcher paper and putting it over the paper or over the table and then just tossing everything on there. It's just going to be like a s'mores.
So oh my God, I want videos of this party because it's gonna be epic. Maybe you should take the camera up with you and videotape it.
Well, I'm already gonna bring our ghost gear because
yeah, that's what I'm talking about, the okay. camera and the ghost gear.
Well, it is gonna be up there yeah. because we're gonna be doing ghost hunting up there. So
yeah, you should definitely do that and then just record some of the night. Well, I mean, okay. you should be doing that anyways if you're trying to watch for something. Yeah. So,
well, then I was thinking like, okay, well, can I wear red? And I happen to remember that I have a red jean jacket. So I thought, score. Thank goodness I thought of that. So what color do you think you would want to be?
I don't know. I really think it's all about the color because like you're right.
Right.
Red, fun. Because there's a lot of options and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But then like blue, what would you do with that?
You know? Honestly, I think I would have to go the sweet route.
Yeah. And you it know, would just
and,
be.
And
would,
I think it's kind of fun. Michelle went black. And I think you could have a lot of fun, like a lot of evil
just
fun.
Just burn everything.
ooh, burnt marshmallow.
Yeah. You can have whatever you want. You just have to burn it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think that one could be really, really fun if you wanted it to be. And the other thing too is that you can do the packaging. If the packaging is mostly that color.
Then okay.
So
that opens it up a lot then.
Yes, that opens it up too.
Yeah.
So
and is this just snacks that you're bringing or is this like all the food?
So like I'm if not entirely sure. I have to talk to the girls this weekend what okay. exactly it is. That's the other thing. I'm just like, oh, I'm not I get so nervous about eating with other people. Planning things is so hard with other people. So, you know, other people get wiggy about things. So you never know what to do. I try to be super chill, but it's so hard.
And that's so good. You're lucky.
But I think it's going to be good.
And I think you're lucky. You're going to be able to do like one of the things I'm interested in trying is, you know, just an overnight ghost hunt. Like everything yeah. we've kind of done to this point has been, you know, I mean, we kind of had Baraboo, but not really. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I'm talking about a place like being in a place that's supposedly haunted
right.
for a night.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know if that's any of their intention.
Oh, maybe, but I think probably the place that you're going to is not haunted. It's just,
yeah, they wanted to stay at the hotel that was next to the bar that is supposedly haunted. But they called, well, Katie supposedly called today. The guy was super weird. He said it's supposedly not open until May.
Oh, yeah.
But the bar might be. Yeah, it's a really weird thing. So So yeah, I don't know if we're gonna get to do any kind of overnight, but we might get to kind of hang at the bar for
well, then a while. The first overnight I can be there for, because that's something I'm intrigued in. Because that just sounds like it would make it that much more fun, you know, because I don't know. A lot of times when we're doing stuff, I'm like, it's not the right time to do it anyways. You know, you don't get the effect of it. Whatever. Yeah. I'm not saying that, like, if there are spirits that they only come out at night or something, because I think that's pretty silly.
They really are more active. We have heard that, and I have noticed. So I think once we have this, I think we'll have to let you know. I'll have to let you know how it goes. But my prediction is it'll go pretty well.
And I, too, am kind of looking forward to this.
Yes.
Because
it'll be great for Eric.
Because I leave every month, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So, or every a weekend a month. And Tracy, so Tracy gets the house to herself. And I almost never get the house to herself. And normally I would get the house to myself this month, but we didn't do our Tennessee trip this year. So it'll be good that to have that time away. And I think I actually happen to know for a fact that you're going to have the time of your friggin' life.
Yes, definitely will.
Yeah, there. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. Yeah. So
with that, we'll leave you, and we will be back with another journal entry later this week or next week. We'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you, guys.